Next patient is Jewel Gosling. The last name is G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. Clinical case of an 86-year-old white female that is following in the clinic because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. This patient has most likely some nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension and diabetes mellitus. The patient has been following all the recommendations. She has lost significant amount of weight. She's down to 161 pounds. And then she used to be 195 pounds. She has a kidney function that is satisfactory. The creatinine is 0.87, the BUN is 14, and the estimated GFR is 64.7. The patient doesn't have any activity in the urinary sediment. And there is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, arterial hypertension that has been under control. The blood pressure is 135 over 63. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C that is period. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The patient has a TSH that is 0.585, a T3 2.5, T4 1.35. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 123, the triglycerides 121, the HDL 43, and the LDL is 58. Following number, the patient is evaluated and seen by Dr. Bassetti, B like in boy, A-S-S-I-T-T-I, for pulmonary fibrosis. The patient has been prescribed oxygen that she uses at night and very sparingly during the day. She was advised to use it on regular basis. To the lung auscultation, there is disseminated bronchi. Paragraph, we invested 6 minutes in the review and interpretation of the blood work, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and eight minutes in the documentation period. I neglected to mention that the patient has been trying THC in the form of sublingual pill, and she seems to get some improvement, but she was feeling different the third day that she took the pill, and since then she has not used it anymore, period.